Zog der Heilige Mishnah weiter, was sagt es Brachis, Perik Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Again, the Mishnah is talking about the halachais of Oisik b'mitzvah. When a person is involved in one mitzvah, he's potter on other mitzvahs. A person, Rachman Litzlan, that lost one of his close relatives, until the kvura, until that relative is buried, he has a din of an oinein. An oinein is potter on mitzvahs. Our Mishnah is specifically addressing this person that Rachman Litzlan lost a relative, and now he's the one that's responsible to make sure that the kvura takes place. Zok the Mishnah. Misha meisa mutal lefanav. Literally, it means the mace is lying in front of him. But it doesn't mean the mace is lying in front of him. What it means is the mace wasn't buried yet, and therefore nothing else counts now, only to make sure the mace is buried. It's like when someone says, no, this is in front of me right now. It doesn't mean it's mamish in front of him. It means in his mind, this is in front of him. It means in my das, mentally speaking, I have nothing else on my mind, only to take care of this. This is the priority one here. Zok the Mishnah. Potter, he is potter, me kriya shma, umenat fila, umenat filin. He's potter to say shma, he's potter to dam shmon esrei, and he's potter to put on tefillin. Even if he is physically not doing anything. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, noisei amita, those that are carrying the mace, on the mita, on the special bed, to bring him out to the place of kura. V'chilu feyin, and those that are waiting to switch with them. And in regard to the third group that is waiting to switch with the switchers, to substitute the substitutes. What is the point of all these groups carrying the mace? It's a mitzvah. And therefore, the groups yield to the next group so everyone has a schus in the mitzvah. Zok the Mishnah. Es shel lifnei hamita, those that are in front of the mita. This is usually the group that didn't carry yet, but they're waiting to take over. The es shel achar hamita, and those that are walking behind the mita. So either they finished already, or they're waiting for their turn again. Maybe they'll have another turn. Either way, whether they're in front or behind. Es shel hamita tzoyrech behen, those that the mita will need, these people, to carry the mita, whether it's for the first time or for the second time. Biturin, they are potter on kriya shema and on tefillin because they're oisik b'mitzvah. But then you have people that are walking along. They don't intend to carry the mita. They're just walking along because that's the mitzvah. That's their mitzvah, walking along. So es she'ein l'mita tzarech ben, those that the mita does not need them. In other words, they don't intend to carry the mita. They're just being malaba. They're walking along for the kavod of the mita. They don't intend to carry the mita. Or maybe they did already and they don't intend to do it again. Either way, chayav, and they would be mechuyiv. They would be obligated. B'kriya shema u'b'tfilin. Why? Because they are not considered an oisik b'mitzvah to potter them from shema. Aye, they are oisik in a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah to be malava mes. And the answer is, but that doesn't stop you from saying Shema. They can say Shema and continue to walk along. Are you supposed to stop when you say Shema? That's only by the first pasuk. Weiter sagt the Mishnah, Elu ve'elu. Both groups, whether the mita needs them or not, Peturin min atfila, are potter on Shmona Esrei. Why? Says the Batanur, because that's not a deraisa like Shema. Some say, because Shmona Esrei requires much more kavana. By Shema, okay, you stop by the first pasuk. But for Shmon Esrei, it took them time to damash Shmon Esrei. You had to focus. If you're being malav of the maze, you can't just stop and damash Shmon Esrei. Okay, so chazing over our Mishnah, Perig Gimel, Mishnah Aleph. Person who has the achrayis to bury a relative is potter on kriya Shema, tefila and tefillin, because Isaac b'mitzah potter and mitzvah, even if he's not physically doing anything, but in his mind, that's where his mind is, that's what his responsibility is now. In regard to those that are carrying the mita, their substitutes, or those that are waiting to be in the third group, the substitute, the substitutes. So the halacha is as follows. Whether we are talking about those that are walking in front of the mita, usually that means they're waiting their turn. As well as those walking behind the mita, usually that means they already had their turn. But the halacha is, as far as both groups are concerned, if you're still going to carry the mita, that's called mita tzarech behen, whether it's for the first time or for a second time, then they are potter to say Shema. They're oisik b'mitzvah, potter min ha-mitzvah. As far as those that are ein l'mita tzarech behen, they're just walking along over here, which is also a mitzvah. They're mechuyev to say Shema. But both groups, those that are still about to carry the meat to those that are not, are Potter and Shmon Esrei, because Shmon Esrei either requires a lot more kavona, which they can't have even by a levaya, or pshat is you have to stop and stand in one place for a long time, and obviously he can't do that if he's walking along with the mitah. By the way, it says in the Meiri, even after they already buried the mace, they would still be Potter and Shema until they are Menachem the Avelim. There is a Nichum Avelim that is done over there in the cemetery, and the Meiri says that's still part of the mitzvah. To say a good var to someone that's in tzar, that's covered both for the kroivim, the relatives, and also for the mace. So therefore the mitzvah continues until the time of Nechama.